Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Bobby Moore as a Jeff Hurst. The trailer booking at Billy Bob's. Paolo Di Canio. West Ham United. We celebrate our victories. We stick together in defeat. I'm proud of our history. West Ham United.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. This is more than just a podcast. It is season 13. It is episode 30, I believe. And back, as last week, it's Johnny Boy. Where are you? What are you doing?
At home, talking to you, doing a podcast.
Canning Town Len, thank you for my picture live today. You're Where welcome. Are you? What are you doing?
I'm in front of the easel, murdering a fucking painting, if you really must know. Not going good, this one.
The painting arrived at work today, and people going, oh, that guy's quite good. He could be a painter. I mean, yeah, I think he identifies.
Good job I can, isn't it?
I said, I think he identifies as a painter, actually.
Yeah.
I'll see if I can get your commission from it, and people go, oh.
No, you're all right. Can't do commissions with me. I'm looking after your mother, so.
Oh, right. Okay. No Nigel tonight. He was going to join us and cough his way through it. He's off sick from work at the moment. I think he's got a chest infection. But he said, there's me coughing now. He said he's not up for it. I've got
You're
the
coming out of sympathy. Yeah, well, you know, cough. It's getting boring now, sure.
I know. Well, so is it to cough. Me.
Cough.
And I've got to go up north tomorrow. I've got to go to Chester on business, and then
kind of west, really.
And yeah, isn't that where the football players live? Chester, the Liverpool football players.
It's right on the Welsh border, isn't it?
Yeah,
I bet some of Chester's in Wales, I think.
And there's a train strike tomorrow, so I'm travelling to Chester at like 7 o'clock tomorrow morning, staying in Chester overnight, and then going to Nottingham and back again, ready for Thursday for the game. You two boys going to the game?
I might, you know.
You don't do evening games, do you, Johnny?
No.
You going to do this one?
7:30 though, kick-off, isn't it?
Oh, is it 7:30? I'm in
London.
Yeah,
is it tough for you, Sean?
No, I'm in London anyway, so...
We'll get there early.
The train's going to be all right.
Trains are going to be all right, yeah.
Are they? I thought the trains were going on.
Get there early, Sean. We have a couple of beers then.
Yeah.
Make sure you do.
Hang on.
Stuck in the Tesla in traffic.
Hang on. One, you've got to remember my diet. And number two, it's dry January. What is Thursday? Is it the 1st?
It's February.
Oh, yeah, I could have a beer.
I think it's the 2nd or the 3rd.
Low-cal beer. But I think
just have a fucking beer with me.
Okay. I'll have a beer with you.
I ain't been in the football for ages.
I'll have a beer with you. Right.
I think I had shorts on last time I went.
See you at the other bar.
No football tonight, right? So thank God for that. We haven't missed a game. We haven't watched it. And I didn't know who happened, what their names were.
It's just standard fare. I don't know why people were surprised.
I know, right? Anyway, so...
If they want a professional podcast...
yeah.
If you want a professional podcast, this ain't it.
Yeah, there's a reason why some people charge a fiver. We'd never fucking go to sleep if we did it.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to rest easy.
No.
Yeah.
Anyway, we are going to do a question time. I'm going to just write it now and saying, question time tonight.
All right.
Ask stuff. in capitals, I'm going to shout, right?
No, don't shout. It's rude.
I know, but my Mac's
you do it deliberately, and people know you do it deliberately.
Anyway, so let's start some news. Transfer news. We should have a jingle. Transfer news. So let's start with Calvin Phillips, because it's the first time we've recorded since Calvin Phillips signed.
He signed.
He's out now. He's a loan player. You'd see from the video, you'd think he was Neymar and he was signing permanently. And last week when we spoke, there wasn't an option.
What's the answer, Sean?
There wasn't an option.
There's no option.
Which is what I was told to begin with. And then it was, there was an option. But look, what I was told was, we can't afford his wages permanently on the contract he's on, so we don't care if there's an option or not, because we can't afford him.
Well, he might want to come. He might want to drop his wage. No, but then again, if it works out, he's going to.
Then let's leave it into the open market in summer, and then see how he fares, etc.
Yeah. We jump in the gun. Might not be able to play anymore.
So the other mistruth or exaggeration is how much will cost. And some people heard this 7 million fee and said, it's 7 million plus his wages, right? And his base wages are around about 135 to 40 grand a week. And some people were counting to the end of May when we stopped playing. Of course, any loan deal is the end of June. It doesn't matter if he's playing or not. Loan deals go to the end of the financial year, June. And the truth is, we are paying his full wages, which I think is about 140 a week. And then we pay his add-ons as well. So if you take, there's 22 weeks left, you take the 140, times it by 22, you'll get to about 3 million. So that's the first 3 million. We will have to pay that no matter what. If he gets injured first day, we will have to pay.
Which he could do, couldn't he?
That's he could. Basic. Yeah, he could.
He hasn't played football
but
since
But we've limited
when?
It. So then the next million that he gets are all bonuses, appearance bonuses, win bonuses, performance bonuses of where we finish in the league. Now, these are these normal ones with Man City, and we're honouring them, so we can earn another million in performance-related fees. Yeah? So that takes it to 4 million. Now, Man City, my understand, they've taken quite a modest fee of around £1 million, but they've got some performance-related bonuses. If he plays every game, we win. We, let's say, qualify for Europe, finish top seven, etc. They will get about another £1 million in performance-related fees, right? So we do well.
How does that work? We're already sat here sixth. How does that work?
You know, by the end of the season, if we stay sixth by the end of the season, yeah? So it's performance saying, if Calvin helps us finish in the top six, then they will get more money. And there's even a bigger bonus, and this is why people say, ooh, 7 million, which was the first figure. To get 7 million, to get that extra million, we've got to get Champions League. And we've got to finish top four, so, or win the Europa League. So if we get it, yeah. All right, so the total figure.
Can he play in the Europa League?
Sorry?
Can he play in the Europa League?
Yes, he can. Yeah.
He ain't played at all.
Well, he has played in the Champions League. But the rules are, it's different competitions. They've changed the rules, so he can play in Europa League. Look, I think we're paying somewhere between 4 and 6 million now over the 22 weeks. That, if you work that out, even at 6 million, it's not, some people are saying 500 grand a week. It's not. If you divide the 6 million, the upper figure, by 22, you get about 380 grand a week. It's a lot of money, don't get me wrong. And let's just hope he can hit the ground running and he can't get injured. But if he gets injured, you know, we're paid closer to the 3 million plus £1 million. But
so we can't, if he's injured, we can't send him back.
No, we can't send him back. No, we have to pay his base wages.
Well, then if he's injured, he'll be close to his 3 million because he won't get any
bonus-related.
Bonus-related.
Yeah,
performance-related bonuses, wouldn't
it? Yeah, Yeah. So that's Calvin Phillips. Good luck to him. He seems to want to play for us. He mentioned that he was due to come to us before City came in for him.
How does that work then?
Well, he knew that David Moyes wanted him, and we were prepared to pay money for him from Leeds, but
right.
City came in and obviously went for City because it was more money, you know? But he's admitted that now. Now he's signed for West Ham on loan. He went, I nearly came to you. I finally got here.
Yeah, you don't have to sweetheart us, mate.
Yeah.
We're from East London. We're fucking constantly lied to. You're all right.
A lot of people have tied this into Pakatar and said, I can see the writing on the wall. You know, when the summer comes, Pakatar will be off in part exchange for Calvin Phillips. The only problem with that is I've been told that the FA investigation is going so slow. Not only won't it be finished this transfer window, but it's unlikely to be finished by the end of the summer and could still be running next January. It took 18 months. Do you remember, is it called Zanet? What was his name? The Arsenal guy who was accused the same way of yellow card.
Was it? Granit Xhaka?
Yeah, that's him. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
He was accused of a yellow card against Leeds. It took 18 months for him to be found innocent. And what I'm told is, look, FA are very, very slow on this. They took ages to even ask for his phone records. They asked for his phone records in October. they've interviewed him once. This is not going to be... So, look, I think that's in our favour. But if you take the first incident, which I think goes back to Aston Villa, 1-1 in Aston Villa, last season, 18 months takes you to mid-September this year, which is after the transfer window closed. If you take the Bournemouth game, the last one with the betting suspicious pattern, which was the opener at this season, that takes you to January. So, you know, I don't think this one's ended. The FA don't hurry these investigations. It's got to go to the National Crime Unit and FIFA and all other things. So I think it works in our favour. I don't think I don't think City will take the risk. Moving on to what... I mean,
well, they might not even be in the league themselves, eh?
Well, yeah, that won't happen this time. I don't think anytime soon, or this season anyway, John. I think they could get relegated if they're found guilty. But like I said on Talk TV, it's a different situation with City than it is and Chelsea than it is with. Everton or Nottingham Forest. Everton.
Yeah, well, it's 115 different type of
just
things.
Just humour me for a minute. Everton overspent. They omitted it for two different periods. They are now claiming double jeopardy. You can't be fined twice. Well, yes, you can. You agreed to the rules. They lied by saying some of that money was spent on the stadium where it was.
They did something with the VAT or something. Did they try to do something?
They tried to be dishonest and then they admitted it, but they did admit the charge in the end. Notts Forest, slightly different argument. Nottingham Forest, I know they get upset if you're listening, a Nottingham Forest fan. Only 2 years because they've only been promoted for 2 years, so it's 61 million losses. What they did was technically they breached it by about 15 days. In other words, their end of year is the end of, or the end of the reporting period is the end of June for financial fair play, and they sold a player to balance the books in August.
Yeah, for more money than they would have done earlier.
And they would have balanced the books, and they're going, well, it's a technical one, but you know, if you ignore those 20 days, we got more money by selling him 20 days later. Now, the rules are the rules, right? They admitted the charge as well. The rules are the rules. You know, the Premier League is owned by the 20 clubs. It's not this mystery.
Yeah, but some of the City charges are related to the fact...
Oh, right, so let's move on to City charges.
But some of them are related to the fact that they've basically overpaid things by themselves for their sponsorships things like that.
Yeah, so City...
Well, they've inflated their...
Alleged charges are more grey. They're not black and white. They haven't admitted it. They've denied it. What they've said is they overstated their revenue by basically paying over the odds. By the way, there's no rules about paying over the odds, fair value, in the Premier League. But there is rules against third-party transactions. So what they've done is, they believe, the charges say, that they inflated their revenue by basically getting sponsorship deals with part of people in the Middle East and or related companies to the owner. And therefore, third-party rules like that are, it is against. They deny that. They deny there is any third-party rules being broken. Paying an overinflated price for something is not against the rules because it's up. I mean, if you imagine, who sets how much sponsorship is worth, right?
Well, some of their charges go back to Mancini.
I know they do. I know they do. And there's 100.
So, if there's they're 115 found guilty, of them, they're going to get
make
guilty.
No doubt. If they're found guilty, they will get relegated. I think they will get, like, if they could get 1,500 point deduction for one season, get relegated, right? It doesn't matter after the first 100, does it? And then they might have to spend a year in the Championship. But they've got very clever lawyers, and it's not black and white. Same with Chelsea. Chelsea paid some figures, they've said, under Abramovich, not to do with them. But that's
Chelsea brought it theirs to the attention. They looked for the accounts and brought it forward.
Now, that they're likely to probably get a fine. I can't see them having a points deduction. So when people go, oh, it's not fair how Chelsea don't get...
Well, Chelsea's has got to be incoming, surely, for what's been going on recently. There's got to be something not right.
Well, yeah, but they haven't broken the rules. They haven't broken the rules as we see them. It's not black and white. But anyway, it's not a FFP podcast. It is a West Ham podcast. So let's move on to
not
Osman.
A coughing podcast either.
Yeah, sorry. 100 days you got put up with this from Christmas Eve.
Osman, feels like forever already.
I know it does. Osman is this Ghanaian player. Went to the same Right to Dream Academy as Kudus. Was bought last year by a Danish club, and I forget the Danish club's name. And we've been interested in him and thought he was going to be the next player for about 15 million. Now, a few people raised eyebrows in social media world and said, he's hardly prolific, is he? He scored 4 goals in 30 games in a shit league. I mean, how could
is he a striker then?
No, he's a winger, but he's an attacking winger. So right. And I think he's got 5 assists in 30 games. And obviously he's unproven. He's a young guy, 19 years old, and they want 18 million euros for him. And few people go, well, how can this guy go straight into the Premier League? You know what David Moyes is like. You know, he's got to be one for the future, and do we need one for the future? So... fast forward a few days ago, and I got told that a trusted advisor to the board had sort of said, this is a massive gamble. Something isn't quite right about this. And I...
yeah, he's not getting paid.
I tweeted this out. I tweeted this out on Saturday and or Sunday, I can't remember now. And it got about 200 things and a few people got in and it blew up. And since then, it turns out that, you know, it's not just this advisor saying, you know, there's something stinks about this deal. And today, it really has come out. And what the senior source said, and I'll just quote him, both the agent demands and those of the club were too high for a player who won't be ready for 6 to 12 months. And he was always going to be a gamble. The player is in dispute with his ex-agent as well. So it's impossible to get the deal done. So there you are. That's telling you really the deal's off. More has come out with the Danish. First of all, we only had 6 months on his contract. Then the Danish reporters close to the club said, actually, he's got a contract to 2027. And this is where it gets really interesting of what this chaos is behind the scenes. Now, the club think 18 million euros, 15 million pounds is way too much for a 19-year-old unproven. Although he has been linked with both Brentford and Brighton, got good track records, and now Spurs. So his ex-agent used to be the ex-Derby player, Powell. What's his first name? Do you know who played for Derby?
Oh.
No.
Darryl Powell? Well, no, he was an athlete, him, wasn't he?
I don't know. I'd have to look it up. Anyway, he runs Paramount Sports M, and he apparently is Osman's FIFA licensed agent. But apparently, there's a Right to Dream exec who's an ex-Fulham player, King Osai Gyan, and an agent at Select Sports. Backy Ovens, who apparently says, no, he's our player. So apparently, allegedly, the family have been offered incentives, new house, new car, etc., which allegedly was accepted. And there are fake papers for registration. So this is a complete mess. And we... You know, I can sort of understand we don't want anything to do it. It's complete chaos.
Well, we did. Why we discussed terms with him and agreed to him if we didn't want anything to do with it?
Well, I don't know. You'd think that there is a way. We were talking off air. You'd think there was a way to check some of this stuff out, wouldn't you? Or say, who is the agent? Is there not a registered database of who the agent is? And I don't think there is.
Or this could be a nice one of nice little examples of why you just shouldn't talk about transfer business.
Well,
the
rumour is, by the way, just to add a little bit of spice to it, the agents wanted, which agent I don't know, want 7 million. 7 million. I mean, this reminds me of a GER where we paid an absolute fortune with an agent fee for a GER, but 7 million on a 15 million unproven player just seems crazy. Crazy.
Depends how good
I would bet he doesn't go anywhere, and I don't think he'd go to Spurs, Brighton, or Brentford either. Anyway. Moving on, Fornals is speaking to Real Betis, Pellegrini. He's been given permission to talk to them. They've sold a player, I can't remember their name, that will give them funds of about 20 million euros. We hope to get, I don't know how much we get Fornals. I think he's only got 18 months left. Maybe you get 15 million for him? Who knows?
Fornals?
Fornals,
I think you could get 15 million for him.
Somewhere between 10 and 15, I would hope. We'll see.
Have you seen what's going on with the rest of Europe and the fees? And
I get that, John, and maybe that's a bit wishful thinking.
Yeah, I think it's very wishful thinking.
Benrahma,
£7 million for the agent sounds more fucking value, if you ask me.
Benrahma's moved out of his rented home. He seems to be getting ready to pack his bags at West Ham as well. Relationships aren't good with David Moyes, and he's been hoping to find a club. Now, it's interesting. Both will be allowed to leave if the valuations are met, but they've only got till Thursday, and we're obviously on Monday. So, as it stands, I mean, for now it seems to be a bit more closer with Real Betis. If they come up with the money, then he can go. Benrahma, we'll see. It might be a transfer deadline day deal. A girl looks like he's going to stay. There has been PSG did not enter the market, and no one has made a bid of 30 million for him. And to be honest, even if they did at this late stage, I'm not sure we can find a centre-back as cover at this late stage, unless they've got one up their sleeves. And finally, the only one I know about is Jota. I don't know about any other. There's lots of these. You know, there were 20 names. I don't know what they are. I know about Osman. I know about Phillips. I know about Jota. Jota is, again, a very one you look at the raise your eyebrows. You know, he's played in the Saudi League. He's been earning £200,000 a week tax-free. And we're supposed to think that he's going to leave Saudi Arabia with 200 grand tax-free and come to West Ham. You know, he had a good time at Celtic. But he's been playing in Saudi. I mean, who is this guy? I've heard of him, but I don't know anything about him. Do you guys?
Well, who's linked him? That's the question.
Oh, everybody. And the club have confirmed that there's interest. But he's one of 20, we're told. You know, probably not one of 20 now, one of 19, because it looks like Osman's out. But and Calvin Phillips one of them, so 18.
Well, I've seen a breakdown on Twitter that saying how it's very complicated, his tax situation.
Oh, yeah. His tax compensation is... he doesn't pay tax at the moment, right?
But he's got to stay there till a certain time for it to be clarified that he's got to pay. Then he won't pay tax. If he comes, he's got to pay tax.
Okay.
Extremely complicated. Yeah. So, I don't see that happening, really. I don't think we're going to get anyone else.
I think there's a very good chance.
Doesn't feel like it.
I mean, obviously, we'll be at the game on Thursday. I think that's how business is done. I'm going to be away.
There's not a lot of people, is there, buying? And
no, there's not. We want to bring quality in. And I think you're right. I think that could be the business done. Whether Benrahma or Fornals goes out, neither here or there. You know, we know Kudos is back because he's out of the... African Nations Cup. We know that Bowen's now fit. We know that Pakatar is back in the country. He came back into the country earlier this week. He's supposed to be training
earlier this week. It's Monday.
Sorry, over the weekend. Over the weekend. Yeah. Apologies.
He is back though. Yeah,
he's back. His wife on social media says he's almost 100% recovered, but we're waiting.
Yeah, but she's talking about something else.
Hey.
He's back in the game.
He's back in the game.
Oh, he's back.
He's been away 2 months. All right, 16 days. He was in Madrid with the Brazilian.
Vinicius Junior.
Yeah, Madrid player. Yeah. So that's about it. A little update on London Stadium.
Still there, is it?
I got a response to say that things were moving now on the comparable club clause that I can't say too much. But action was going to be taken by the London Stadium to rectify the issue. So I'm not allowed to say any more than that. Watch this space and hopefully I can.
Oh, that's good. It's only taken 2 years.
I know, John. But better late than never, as they say.
Well, sometimes it's better than never.
Yeah, true. Anyway, let's go. That's all we've got. We're going to do question time.
We are
going to do question time. So get ready for this. Yes, Facebook Twitter question time, where you, the 8 or more listeners, get to ask us, the 3 presenters, some questions. And the dulcet tones of Canning Town Lane.
Yeah,
we'll be standing in as usual when Nigel's not here, and George is not here.
Right, I'm going to read Dave Hortzig's out first because he WhatsApped it, and my phone battery's very low.
Can he not use other stuff?
I don't think he's on Facebook. He said before.
Oh, okay.
Pretty sure you were there when he said it.
Yeah, you might be right.
Anywho, Sean.
Anywho,
Sean. Anywho. Yeah.
Anywho.
The story that started with your tweet about the internal disagreement within the boardroom over Osman, we kind of covered this, but we like to rub your face in it again.
Yeah.
How do you think it's beneficial to anyone, literally anyone, for that to be in the public domain?
Hang on, that was the same thing that Dodsey sent. I see the setup now.
Oh, right.
I see the bit.
Oh, maybe he wants to ask. Maybe.
Oh, maybe he's asking Dave to ask instead of him.
Maybe Dodsley feels embarrassed about saying that his mental health's more important than my art career.
Right.
Maybe
so
that's it.
what was the question again?
Well, that was one. Literally anyone for that to be. This can't be Dodsley. I can read it. You know what his texts are like.
The first answer is look. It just doesn't happen at West Ham. The whole way, this whole transfer rumours, etc. It creates a cottage industry. The papers, the media, social media, the YouTube channels. It's all part of this big washing machine. And to be honest, right, if people didn't want it out there, they wouldn't do it. Whether it's agents, whether it's board, whether it's players, it's one big washing machine. Am I guilty? Yes, of course I am, by association. But... that's, I recently watched And I follow on Twitter Katie Hopkins. And do you know what she says? If you don't like don't follow me. Right?
Who you follow, Katie? Oh, you're racist. Are you
no,
racist?
No, I'm not racist. Oh, well, yeah. Sometimes she does talk some sense about crossing lines. But anyway, second part of the question.
Well, Dave's just saying he has no opinion about the player, but I would think that information should not be aired in public. And if your source inside the club asks you to go public, would it be better to either gone to him or tell him it's best to stay private?
one, it didn't originally. What I wrote didn't come from the club.
Nah.
Although it has.
But see, on that basis, does it not make you think? Well, maybe I shouldn't then. Because one of your main sources, it could be someone who's disgruntled about the situation.
Yeah, and do you know what?
Yeah, exactly.
And then you're basically fulfilling and forwarding on their.
But it happens everywhere. If it's not me, it's someone else.
Yeah, but I don't know if you've noticed, John. The thing is, if someone's really fucking rich, he listens and then does shit for them. You notice that? Well. Barry Siltman can't be short of a fucking few quid. That's what we're talking about. Let's not fucking beat around the bush.
Is it?
Oh, is it?
Well,
is
it? Of course it fucking is.
All right, move on. If you're not on Facebook and you can't put your question, I'm surprised we're giving this person airtime. Who is it?
It's Dave Altsig.
Never heard of him. Never heard of him.
Oh, you vicious.
Never heard of him.
You're vicious.
I think you should ask him next... a question for Dodsy as well.
No. Yeah. Right, next up, Paul Nolan. Beep, beep, chauffeur here. My question this week is, recently I saw some transfer guff linking us with players from Korea, and I assume this is for marketing purposes.
Yeah.
This has gone quiet. Is this due to David Sullivan looking like, or even being related to King Young Il?
No. I've not heard of this, and there's a lot of stories around it.
It was a talk. There was talk of an outmile, wasn't there? Was it the right back or left back or something?
Yeah, I don't care. I just switch off this time of year. I don't even.
Yeah, he was like, I don't know if he was Korean or not, but and there was talk about it being a Sullivan want. He's always wanted someone from Asia to help with the Asian market.
No. Rubbish. I don't mean he cares about the Asian market. It's more of a marketing thing that Karen or Tara.
All he cares about is the tits out market, isn't it? That's where he loves it. That's where he operates.
Saying that.
Yeah.
Well, you can't deny it. He's a pornographer, isn't he?
Well, a former pornographer.
Yeah. Former. Come on, Sean.
Well, do you think, does he still produce titles or magazines? For him to warrant that current.
Anyway, time? Like I was saying, if you're fucking rich, he'll just fucking stick up for you, John.
Yeah, there you go.
Right. He also adds, this, we're still on, one moment, we're still on Paul Nolan. How many points in February? And who we're saying in the Europa League draw? Read through your work, Paul, next time.
I can't see. He did say, how many points in February and who you're saying for the draw?
Yeah.
Can we pick Liverpool?
Not yet. Not in this round, I don't think. But I'm not an expert.
Right, let's say how many points in February. How many games we got in February 1st?
Well, we got Bournemouth.
Yeah.
Got Arsenal. Oh, sorry, we got Bournemouth, we've got Man United, we've got Arsenal.
Arsenal.
We've got Forest again away. Oh. We got Brentford.
That's it.
Yeah, six. So out of five. Six. So the maximum of 15.
Six.
6 points.
6 points.
6 and 15.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll go with 6 points.
I think we might get something at Old Trafford.
Didn't say we wouldn't. We're just asking how many points.
So, Bournemouth then, would you? Worried about that, are you, Bournemouth? Should be.
I think we'll win. I think that will be one of our two wins.
We win at Bournemouth, lose at Man United, lose against Arsenal.
Oh, all right.
And beat Forest.
Hmm.
And then lose against Brentford, because we always lose against Brentford, don't we?
Currently.
Yeah. Well, it might be a completely different animal. If Phillips comes up and, you know, gets it into his groove and sort of Suchet gets pushed to one side and it's a sort of Phillips
fucking
and
dreaming you
James
are.
Ward, James Ward, Phillips, James Ward, James Ward-Prowse and Alvarez.
You're dreaming.
And Caduce and Pakatar and Bowen. That's scary for anyone. So, yeah.
Should I move on?
So, teams, yeah.
Teams?
Well, what teams have we got left in the Europa League?
Was that who do we want?
Don't
you fancy looking it up?
Well, I'm trying to look it up. I think Roma's still in there, aren't they? AC Milan?
Liverpool? Brighton.
I'm just having a look. Champions League. That's Champions League. We've got Europa League. Right. So we've got Rangers, Villarreal, Slava Prague, Bayer Leverkusen, Brighton. We can't play Brighton.
There's probably some teams.
Marseille, Roma,
we can't face.
Sparta Prague, Lisbon, Toulouse, they were seeded in the playoffs. I don't know. Have the playoffs happened yet?
No, 15th of February, isn't it?
And then you've got Benfica, Galatasaray, Milan, Young Boys. So, I mean,
I don't see Rangers. Where'd you get Rangers from?
Rangers. Group winners. Group winners in the last 16. Rangers.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Atalanta, Bayer Leverkusen.
Is that Brighton this year?
Yeah. Liverpool, Rangers, Villarreal, Slava Prague, and West Ham were the group winners of Europa League. This was published in December.
Oh yeah, there you go. Yeah, they're straight through. They're straight through.
So I mean, I think Glasgow Rangers would be good. I assume we can't play Brighton or Liverpool at this stage.
Can I move on? Because you're just fucking waffling, Sean.
Go on then.
Fuck me. Next up, Ted Sexton. Good evening, one and all. Long period of not playing is nearing to its end, thankfully. Will you say that, Ted? Can Sean give an insider's review of our non-progress transfer possibilities?
We already have.
I didn't even listen to it, Ted. I didn't bother listening.
Unlikely to sign anyone else, I think, and we could see one or two still leave.
World class team, world class stadium. Anyway, AI Sean's next.
Champions League football.
God. Yeah. I see no reason why we can't play Champions League football within the next 4 years, said David Golding, 2012.
God bless the liar.
Who else has enjoyed having a week off from Moyes Ball? Me! I did.
Yes, it's been nice.
Also, nice to see 6 foot two has returned to its roots. Has it? I don't know what it means.
Don't know.
Questions. How many times... how many names left on the senior sources list of 20 names?
We said up to 18. If Osman's off and Phillips is off, then, and we know Jota, then the 17 up with... For 17, we don't know. Maybe.
You don't know?
Yeah.
Right. So you went off with that, coughed your fucking arsehole up.
I know.
And you said you don't know.
Yeah.
Right. Question two.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Has Lane cost Brady any more money this week? Unfortunately not. I'd like to be a weekly occurrence, but not. 3. Would it be a disappointing window if Tim isn't pictured on a private jet with a new signing?
No.
Brady out, Sullivan out.
Brady yeah, it out. Would be. Sullivan out. Yeah, I would like to see the picture of Tim in the private jet.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
It's kind couldn't of like he have done it tradition.
On the train? Hang on, there was a train. Oh no, it was a jet that brought Phillips from Manchester to London. Couldn't he have been there on the train or the jet going, hey?
He flew down, did he?
He flew down.
I remember that when the Premier League, you know, Green Weekend, that he flew down from Manchester.
Yeah. There you go.
On his own. Could have took the train. Next up, Lewis Anyhow. Allen. Evening, gents. May not be a question, but can you give an answer to without some fault? If you had to pick a West Ham dream team, any player from 1984 to present day, what would your 11 be? Also, manager, and no Nigel, you can't have Sam. I know how much you love him. Be lucky, lads. Brady out.
Brady out.
So, from 1984, what would your 11 be? In goal.
I can't pick my 11.
Big Phil in goal, yeah?
Yeah, Big Phil in goal.
I'll tell you what, I'll say it and then you two can...
yeah.
So, Big Phil in goal. Left back. I'd like to say Julian Dix.
Yeah, of course.
Got to be Dixie, yeah.
Right back. I'm going to stick to Ray.
Of course you're going to talk with Ray, yeah? We agree with that.
Of course I would. Centre halves.
Can't have
Declan.
I was going to say, you can't have the old ones.
Can't have Declan as centre half.
No, you can't have Declan as centre half. I agree.
Rio?
You got. Wouldn't you go Rio?
I'm thinking.
Do
maybe.
You like. I think. A lot
Rio.
Of people hate Rio, don't they?
I know they do.
I'll tell you what, we'll pick a couple each then, and then about Alvin. Not putting him in.
Was he there in 1984? He was.
Definitely was, Sean. Yeah.
Alvin.
He had two testimonials. So
let's have Alvin and Rio. What are we doing? 4-4-2.
All right, we'll have Alvin and Rio then.
Yeah. Go on then.
What about where are we putting Bill? You see, this is why I don't mind having Declan in. You know,
because Bill was still around in 1984.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, I'm okay. I'm okay to give up my vote on Rio, to be honest.
All right then.
What's he gonna stick Declan in into defence?
Yeah, yeah, of course. Declan
and then Bill in midfield, yeah.
Yeah, Brookie.
So 1984. Depends what time in 1984. Can we include Trev? Let's not include Trev for now.
Okay.
We're
having Rice though, aren't we?
All right, we'll put Rice in there then. And then Bill in the back. And then you still got the same. You still need one central midfielder. Who you have in?
It's Thomas Suchet, got to be.
It's a good judge. You know what? I think fucking. That'll learn you, won't it?
Aye. Dear, oh dear. Well. What do you want then, Lynn? Go on.
Frightened that I've forgotten someone, to be honest, the centre midfield. When I take Trev out, it's... We have
Bishop.
A think.
Go on.
I was thinking Bish, but probably not really. Maybe that's a bit rose-colour tinted. On the left-hand side, we've got to have Dev.
Scott Parker.
I was thinking Parker, but I kind of...
Why?
May have forgotten someone. I mean, would you put Parker right behind fucking Trev?
Yeah, but we're not worrying how this team would work. We're just sort of giving names, aren't
no,
we?
No, I mean sort of in the hierarchy, not as in a formation thing. Okay, well, we'll have Dev on the left. On the right, who do you want? Who do you want on the right?
What, in midfield?
Yeah.
Which side did Payet play?
He played on the left.
All right, we know what the left is in.
No, well, Dev's on the left.
Devish is there.
Ooh, controversial.
Can't we put Payet out?
Yeah,
on the,
is that really the right? That controversial? Any player from 1985 and Dev's got the left
favouritism, right? You've just got rose-tinted glasses.
Yeah, favouritism for a fucking good reason. The bloke was fucking world class. Who's on the right then?
Antonio.
No, fuck you. Right, I'm not even going that fucking. I'm not having any more of this question. Right, I'm moving on. I'm moving on to Robert Jesse. Jota R. Osman. Jota every time for me. Also need the centre half this winter. Not really a question, Rob, but you know, nice to hear your point of view.
I don't think centre half's going to happen, and I don't think Jota's going to happen either.
Could anything happen that isn't on the cards at the minute, being it's Monday?
Right, so
is there something, is there movement that can happen?
Never say never. All I can say is it's quiet as anything, and I've talked to all my sources,
yeah,
and everyone's going, yeah, it's eerily quiet. Now, yeah. I know people go, oh, you can put something together in the last 4 hours, but, you know, it's got to be a domino effect. You've got to
exactly
move someone on, bring someone in. I know Kara's left, but I give a less than 10% chance that we will do something we don't know about on transfer deadline day.
Joy.
Not that you all care, then.
No, I don't. But, no. Next up, Jake Daniel. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'd like, when people talk about these transfer rumours, when I catch them on the YouTube vid or something you say or whatever, it's appealing that it sounds like we are replacing players that aren't good enough with players that are more promising. But I don't expect. I think we still have these fucking players that I don't want to see.
I just think all of it could be quite interesting. And the fact if we only get a lone player in, I just wonder what that actually means in the scheme of things going forward.
Well, it means Moyes they give Moyes his player. Well, yeah,
he is a Moyes choice, but we've got him in on loan. And you know, because when you look at it, or the way that I sort of look at it objectively, you look at the way Moyes has acted in the transfer windows, where obviously people like Benrahma, I don't think Moyes wanted him at all. He was a Sullivan pick. Because when we were looking at Eze as well, didn't Moyes want him? But we ended up with Benrahma. And I just think all of this time now, Moyes has basically not wanted him and has not utilised him in any way. And he has this thing, if it's not my choice of a player, you don't get a look in. And I think Kira could have been one of those as well. I think these sort of players, hopefully now, we're getting a structure in place where if he's in agreement with everything, everything goes forward and he doesn't sort of do this again. I just sort of think he just shuns these players that aren't his picks.
Yeah.
So I wonder... What, if we'd have got two or three players in this transfer window, I would have thought 100% Moyes is staying in the summer.
Really?
Well, we're talking about that. We've got a question on that. So where
have we?
Yeah.
I've got Jake Daniel up next.
Okay.
I know his brother, Jack. Yeah. Evening, gents. Yeah. How much money do you think it would take to make the London Stadium an enjoyable football ground? Fucking loads, Jake.
It's a very subjective
about
question.
500 to 600 million on, folks, Sean. I'd have to knock it down
and rebuild,
well,
it.
I mean, as you say, if gaps are your problem, then, you know, you've got to pretty much knock it down and start it again. You know, you could fill in those gaps with bars and stuff, which they've done. It depends what the issue is. I've always said if you win every game at the London Stadium, it doesn't matter about the London Stadium. So, you know,
well,
how
ain't going to happen, is it?
He asks, how much money do you think it would take to make
You're saying,
hang on, let
go
me
on.
Finish.
All how right, go on, and then I'll point out how much of a fucking hypocrite you are.
Yeah.
Go on.
How much would it take to make a London Stadium enjoyable football ground? I would say if you spent probably, I don't know, £1 billion on players, right?
And you won every for FFP game. But,
yeah, all right, just clear me out. Then you could make it a more enjoyable grand. This is my point, I'm saying.
No, yeah, it was a bad one because John fucking got there before I did.
Go on.
Fuck's sake.
Look, FFP.
Well, this is the point, isn't it?
He's asking about City and get your new owners to invest in sponsorship. You sell
all you got to do is look at Newcastle.
You take the London Stadium, you sell the London Stadium sponsorship rights for £1 billion a year. And through a offshore account trust, and use that money as revenue to buy £1 billion of players. And do
similar thing to what City had done by.
Well, maybe they get away with it. Let's see.
Right, I'm not going to answer.
Right,
I'm moving on. I know yous will probably say however much money it costs to tear down and build a new stadium. You're right, we did say that. Yeah, but let's take that off the table. If Nigel is on the podcast, he isn't, do you ever think about changing the locks nightly to the London Stadium in 2016 in a form of protest? Brady out.
Change a bloody lot of locks, wouldn't he?
They leave it unlocked quite often, don't they?
I don't know how many, and here's a question for everyone. How many doors are there?
I don't care.
Me neither.
And I wonder how many locks there are, because some of them only open from the inside. It's a really interesting question. How many locks
it's are not, there? It's not. Honest.
How many doors and how many locks are there? Write in if you know the answer.
Why don't you know the answer?
I don't know. It's never come up.
Should we read?
I could put a freedom information to ask how many doors and how many
locks. It'd be nice to have a stadium where the concourse was inside, wouldn't it? That'd be nice.
Anyway. Anywho.
Dodds is up next. Oh. Mr. Fucking pull out the mental health card. Even though, what is the latest on David Moyes' contract? Hopefully he's getting fucking fired.
Well, I mean, I still hear that, you know, this after the end of the transfer window, they're going to sit down.
It's February, Thursday.
Yeah, I know.
Silly bollocks.
Make
your mind up and give him a straight answer.
So, my understanding is still going to sit down. They're going to still see whichever wants. As Kenny said, his brother, he wants to stay. They wanted him to stay. Nothing has changed. So, if you think that's changed, it hasn't. But
it
look,
fucking has, because you said January.
End of January, I said. It's
that's
not
fucking, that's Wednesday.
And
that's the day after tomorrow.
Monday. They could have sat down. Do you know what? The last time we asked the senior source, do you know what they said?
Fuck off, Sean.
No. It's confidential. In other words, the reason it's confidential is maybe talks have already started, but they don't want to give a running commentary because he's not rent-a-mouth.
Who isn't?
Whoever the senior source is.
Is he not?
No, not fucking. You don't have to pay him anything.
It's, oh, dear.
Go on, move on.
Has Nigel has relaunched 6'2"? Relaunched? It's got funny. Relaunched it.
Has it been? Well, I don't know what's gone on there. A lot of talk of it. What's happening?
Don't know. I ain't got a clue.
Okay.
Not my
Sean?
Tale. Not my tale.
Well, that's what it says. Does this now mean Sean
I've been thrown out. I've
has
been
got
thrown
a lot of
I'm
time
a,
in
I'm
his
a
hands?
I'm a free agent.
Spare time in his hands. What are you gonna, any news, Sean? What are you going to do? Whose door are you going to darken?
My understanding is Nigel was published, I think, his long running 4,000 word article.
What are you going to do?
I'm enjoying my freedom at the moment. I'm publishing stuff on Twitter because it hasn't got word.
I'm upsetting people by
and upsetting people, but I'm not writing for anyone really. I'm a freelancer. I'm a free spirit. I've had lots of offers in this transfer window. I've been asked a number of times, writing, podcasting, YouTubing, and I'm enjoying my freedom. So. I am a free agent, and I'm enjoying my apart from my regular spot on Talk TV, I'm not available.
What about Saggers? That's regular.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, Saggers.
Oh, is that Talk TV?
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Who do you all believe?
It's a bit like this, like 8 listeners or 8 viewers.
Who do you believe Moyes would drop to fit Phillips in the first team? I believe he'll move Alvarez to the back, and he'll keep Souček. And I believe it will make us all miserable.
Yeah, well,
what about anyone else?
If you believe the Sunday People were Nick, who rang me up earlier, then Edson Alvarez will be dropped. I don't believe that.
I can't drop that. Alvarez. He well, can't that,
that's he fucking can.
People did and said, and we'll see, won't we?
We will.
I mean, he's got to understand that the Suchek Ward-Prowse double doesn't work. It's just
doesn't want to admit it.
It just doesn't work.
That's so why I'm always out.
Surely, if you've got Phillips coming in, if you had Alvarez and Phillips sat in front of a back four, like pivoting, one can go, one can stay, and then
it sounds beautiful.
You could just transform that team.
Maybe just playing one defensive midfielder. Imagine that. Oh, a bit like Palm, wouldn't it? Play fucking six or seven of them.
But I mean, not both of those players have got an attacking ability about them, haven't they? I mean, we've seen Alvarez. We've seen him some of his through balls and his assists. And he's got it about him as well, Phillips. I watched a really interesting thing, a 4-4-2 thing on YouTube about why West Ham fans should be really excited about Phillips joining the team. It's worth a look if you can find it.
Yep. Don't do YouTube, but yeah, if you send it,
I would
to
look
me,
at look at it. It's good. It also says that why it works and how West Ham were like not very attacking and very negative team. But that Phillips will help with that.
Cool. Is that Dodsy done or has he got one more?
He only just saying, has Brady sorted out the price of beer and food at London Stadium?
It's on its way.
If no, Brady out. If yes, Brady out.
Out, Brady out.
I'm not out, I'm out. Anyway.
Next up, one of my mates, Grant Croxford. The boy Chester Hammer.
Yeah.
Evening, chaps. If you could appear in a TV show, which one and why? Brady out, Sullivan out.
I would like to be in The Young Ones.
Who would you be?
Neil.
Yeah, lentil goulash, man. Oh, that's really heavy. What a bummer.
Yeah, nice. Something like that.
How about you, Len?
I'm trying to think. I'm a big TV fan.
How about Ted Lasso? Would you like to be Ted Lasso?
I knew you were going there. Absolutely knew you were going there.
Is that you, Sean?
No. Like, do you know what? One of my favourite programmes on Apple TV at the moment is Slow Horses. I love the character Jackson Lamb, who's Gary Oldman. I'll be Jackson Lamb. He just doesn't give a shit about anything. I just love
him. Is that the one that Drew Peacock's on?
What do you mean? No, I don't think so. Have you watched Slow Horses?
No.
You haven't answered your question. You answer your bloody.
I don't
question.
Know, Sean. I don't know.
Well, if you were clever, you. Okay.
All right then. I'd like to appear on.
Tony Hart. What's the program called?
This is it. I don't know how to fucking say that. I could say Ralph's Cartoon Time or something like that.
What did Tony Hart?
Can you tell what it is yet?
What did Tony Hart used to do?
Morph.
I'd like what night to fucking think.
Oh, no,
to be honest.
What was a TV program though?
Take Heart. Oh, there was. Vision On. First of all,
there you go.
Tony Hart, wasn't it, in Vision On?
Yeah, I think so.
Bless him. Is he dead now?
Yeah, he died about 5 years ago.
Oh right, okay. Dead.
Jack Mitchell. Hey up, lads. Northern Billy Mitchell here. I know this ain't never going to happen, but hypothetically, would you rather stay in London Stadium, the shithole athletic stadium that is, or move to an old school 60-seater, proper football ground with fans on the touchline, but this ground and the club relocated to Essex? Brady out, Moyes out. So what would you do? Would you rather have a proper football club in Essex, which really...
I thought we had this question last week.
Where does Essex start?
Well, really, kind of where Upton Park was, really.
Is that Essex?
Depends what you want to call Essex. Mm. Outer London Essex or... London County Council.
To be honest with you, I'd be happy. If they moved it...
Can't we move it to Surrey?
If they moved us too far from the, its original location, I'd move all day long. Just a proper football stadium would be nice. In a place that isn't surrounded by, like, shiny shopping centres and, you know, shiny.
Sorry, who was this one from?
Jack Mitchell.
Oh, I can't see him on my list. Okay. Don't want to move it to Essex.
You don't face a given answer. You don't want to go to Essex.
I don't want to go to Essex.
Right. No, I know that. That's why he's saying it. Yeah. That's why it's, you know...
Wrong way, isn't it? I mean, London is where it's got to be.
Why? Because it says it on the badge.
Yeah. It's a London team.
Mm. All your fans would say it's an Essex team.
If anything, it should move south of the river.
I mean, the badge is part of our history. It'll never change.
Yeah, that's right.
Go on.
You want to move on?
Yeah.
Sorry about that, Jack. You know, we're having a good go at a podcast. You know. Next up, Dave Jones. Evening all. If you could sit down for an afternoon tea with any Wexham manager and ask them one question, which manager would you choose? And what would you ask? Brady out.
Question, actually.
Brady out.
Answering him.
It would certainly be John Lyle. Never got to meet John Lyle. And, you know, he's dead. So, obviously, a lot of the other ones you could sit down with. What would I ask him, though? What would I ask him? Okay, well, you John Lyle? That would be the obvious one. Goes, yeah, I am. I don't know what. How long did John Lyle? What was his secret of his longevity at West Ham? I don't know. It would be a boring question because everybody's asked a million questions. We know so much about these West Ham managers, you know. Would have to be, you know, something obscure like what's your favourite position in bed or something, because it's probably a question he's never been asked. No, but I'm just saying as an example, a question he's never been asked before.
Lord, I'd speak to Pardew and ask him what he said to Scaloni after the cup final.
Yeah, nice one. Yeah,
see, it's a good answer there. Well done, mate.
Yeah, well
thank
done.
You, mate.
I'll probably go with Kirbishley and because it would turn into a piss up.
Yeah, but he's your mate anyway. You sit down.
Well, that's the idea, isn't it?
Oh, fuck.
You know what I'm like? I like the only round people I know.
What? Who was the one who killed himself by drinking?
What, a football manager?
Yeah.
West Ham football manager?
Yeah.
Dunno.
Wasn't it Sid Barrett?
Not Sid Barrett, it was in Pink Floyd.
You know, Sid King.
Yeah, it does ring a bell. I've fucking pissed myself at you.
Died.
Fucking hell, Sean. He was Drew Peacock.
Sid King was only 59 years old when he died. And didn't he drink like acid or something?
Now, that was definitely fucking Sid Barrett.
What was it?
Fucking hell, Sean.
No. Honestly, I'm sure he died in... hang on. Yeah, he committed suicide with a month of being sacked by West Ham. He committed suicide by drinking alcohol mixed with acid. True story.
Not battery acid.
Yeah.
No, not LSD.
No. Corrosive acid, and he killed himself. So there you go. I would like to talk to Sid King and ask him, what was it like drinking acid?
Yeah. Next up, Ryan Doyle. Now, Ryan always fucking saves us, doesn't he?
Right. Does he, though?
Fucking yeah. I'd have him on a podcast over you in a flash.
Oh, yeah.
Even though anyone else looking forward to seeing our boys will shoe on Suchek in the starting lineup. What a start.
I'm looking forward to Monday, Thursday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
He's looking forward to a game of football soon, is Sean?
Yeah.
One of these days.
With Phillips being paid 130k a week, there is no way he doesn't start. I can see him moving Alvarez to centre-half. So can I, Ryan.
Yeah.
Which to me would be ridiculous after his recent dominated performances and one against our old boy Rice. You see, that's what I said last week. What do you believe will happen? Exactly that, Ryan, if you ask me. And what do you hope will happen?
I hope come on, you two. Dropped.
Try and give us an answer.
Suchek dropped to the bench. And
I sort of said it earlier, didn't I? I'd like to see Alvarez and Phillips
yeah.
pl- play.
You really think Suchet could be dropped?
Oh, yeah, I'd like to think so.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, but that's the second part. What would you like to see happen? You'd like to think so.
I want to believe that, and we want to hope as well. It's
right.
Easy.
What do you think is going to happen?
I think, Suchet will be dropped.
I think he might drop Alvarez.
Don't say that.
Start Phillips.
There you go.
I don't know. Or he might even drop James Ward-Prowse and play him up there with Suchet.
Might give him a break.
Oh, God.
Might give him a break. Right, next up, Robert Jesse. Jota or Osman? Jota every time for me. Also needs centre half this window. I've asked that one.
No, you haven't. Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know either.
Jota or Osman. I mean, neither. John, do you know either player?
I know, not greatly. I know of Jota because he plays at Celtic, but yeah, Osman, no, I didn't know nothing about him.
All right. Sorry, Robert.
Next up, Michael Mack, return of the Mack. Even though, could Sean explain why West Ham are dealing with the wrong agent for the Osman
transfer?
Well,
we talked about that.
You didn't say why.
Well, do you know what? I think...
Whose fuck-up was it, Sean?
I understand. Well, right. It's not
right.
Sullivan's.
Here we go. Yeah, here we go. We knew you were going right. Now.
It's Timmy Boy doing the...
Yeah, I thought you might go here.
So... I don't know. I mean, there is no central register of who's whose agent. And sometimes you just have to work out. This is why there's so many intermediaries, right? Oh, he knows Danish football and he knows Ghana, and you talk to these intermediaries to make the right introductions. I promise you, literally, it's all done. It's very antiquated. The whole transfer thing is done on text messages and emails. Used to be faxes. Where you got his number, I'll call him. And it's very informal. So that's how mistakes like this happen, because there is no trading platform as such. Most people do it the old fashioned way. So that's how mistakes happen. I don't think it's Tim's fault. I'm not throwing him under the bus.
But you're certainly not Mr. Sullivan's fault.
Of course
it's
not.
Next up, Daryl Ollie. Even though I hope you are well, as can be, Daryl. Menji from Luton would be my ideal replacement if Edgar wants to leave. Who would you choose? He sounds like he knows what he's talking about, this old Daryl.
Menji, is he a homegrown player, though? I don't know enough about Menji. Do you? Anyone?
Never heard of him. Don't know if he's homegrown. Why was that important? Do you want a homegrown?
Well, we need some homegrowns. Let's have a look. He was born in Manchester. And he is 21 years of age. Started at Manchester United at the age of 7. Was loaned to Derby and Birmingham City. Joined Luton Town in August. And yeah, so he's the kind of player we do want. Yeah, he's under England under 15, under 16, under 17, under 18, and now England under 20. And played 15 games and one goal for Luton. So he might be just the kind of player, homegrown player we want. But I don't know enough about him.
Maybe you should put a word in and get Daryl a job as a scout then.
Yeah, maybe.
Which is better than any of your mates, isn't he?
Yeah.
Next up, Devine Duke Sr. Yee-haw! Howdy, gents. General question here.
Jesus, what is... my ears.
Sorry. What's the one West Ham souvenir, or maybe kit item, that you have had the longest? Thanks, y'all.
Do you know what? I've still got... a scarf from the 1980 FA Cup final that my dad wore around his neck, and that was sort of memento of that FA Cup final. And I hope in my lifetime I can. I did take it to the FA Cup final in 2006 as a good luck charm. Didn't fucking work.
No, it didn't.
Stephen Gerrard. I hope I can take it to another FA Cup final in my lifetime that we win. But that's my probably oldest West Ham memorabilia. So white, and you know the white scarves with that was all the rage in the 1980s. How about you?
Well, I think a lot of mine's been been thrown away. The oldest one I've got, the oldest kit I've got, I still got my 1988 kit, the old scoreline one that no one really wants. That was a youth size, kind of.
I've still got a lot of kits, including the Avro one.
Avco, you fucking bellend.
Avco. And I used to hang them up. Do you remember the old den, John?
Yeah.
Do you remember I pinned them up, all my old shirts? And I've kept them in a black plastic bag, which I've still got in the loft. But apparently I sent a few to Nigel. A few of them are worth quite a bit of money now. John, you must have some memorabilia.
Mine's got an Avco on it, but it's a scoreline.
What have you got, John?
I haven't got any real memorabilia, only stuff I got from when we left the ground. But I haven't got like old kits and things. I was never really buying
kits.
No,
you never were you?
No, I've got the oldest thing I've got, and I've got an old sweatshirt I bought from the club shop at about 2000 that I knock around the house in. I've still got it.
Nice.
I'm wrong there, because I've got a shirt that my dad bought from Bobby Moore Sports. In 72, like the year I was born. So I suppose that's it. But it's not a real kind of West Ham shirt. It's just a Clarence Blue one, like schoolboy sides kit.
Cool.
Don't think I'll get that one anymore. Right, let's
see.
We've
got one left. Fenner's Fenton, haven't we?
We've got Fenner's Fenton, but we've got David Baker there as
right.
well.
Oh, David Baker as well.
Fenner's Fenton, evening, guys. Do we think Tommy Sue will be benched? I can't see it, nor can we, Fenner's.
No.
Would Alvarez dropping back into our depleted centre-backs help? Not really. Or whack Big Tom up top? That sounds dreadful too. I know Moisey loves a CDM. He can play them anywhere. I hope we keep BJ, because he has looked good when he's come on lately. It means Boris Johnson, Sean. I think he's looked good. I think he's staying. Yeah, and I think he looks good.
I don't know.
Brady
what
out.
Do. Brady out.
You know, sounds a bit worried as our fitness.
We will wait and see. We can only wait and see, can't we? Has Alvarez ever, has he got much history of playing in defence? Was he a defender originally, or all this sort of stuff? Does anyone know? Could he be dropped back if needed?
It doesn't matter if he can. Moyes does what he likes. He likes shifting around players' positions. And am I imagining things? This is his first season, right?
Yeah,
it's Alvarez.
Yeah. And I think he can play centre back.
I mean, you generally. CDMs are players that can play off centre back and midfield, and they find some comfort there. But I think he's done it so well, that role. Why would you?
I think he's been a good signing. I think he's done
very
well.
Good.
I think BJ is Boris, not Boris Johnson, but
Ben Johnson.
Johnson.
Yeah. Yeah, I know that, Sean.
Oh, you knew. Yeah. You were joking. Yeah. You were jesting. Yeah. It was a jive.
Because last week, if you remember.
No.
No? You don't remember last week?
Yeah.
Were you misnamed Ben Johnson?
Someone else did. Glenn Johnson.
Glenn Johnson, that's
someone right. said Glenn Johnson. I was only reading the questions. Out. Yeah, anyway, let's move on to David.
You was only reading the question.
I've got a pack.
Drew Peacock.
My business trip away.
I'm sorry. I'm very sorry, Sean. I'm sorry about this. I'll do my best, Governor. Right, next up. Is David Baker. Hi all, question for all, but I'm sure Sean will have a view. You bet he will, Dave. Best food option at the London Stadium. Worst value food at the London Stadium. Maybe a few options for that. Ooh. Come on, you eyes.
Oh,
best food at London Stadium, Sean. You've eaten it all.
Do you know what? I really like the pie and mash, but for me, the salt beef bagel, well, actually, it wasn't a bagel, it was more in a bun, was really special. And I'm really, myself, my son and myself really like that salt beef bun that they did up to recently, and they've replaced it with My son really likes the lamb kebab, which I know John had recently. Oh, wow. I don't get that. There's a load of like shit over it with.
It looks like cheese sauce or
cheese
something.
Cheese sauce, it does.
Is it cheese sauce?
It. I don't know. I don't think it was.
No, I don't think it was cheese. It's all right. That was all right. Yeah. That's probably the best thing I've had in there. I haven't had pie mash. One of the worst things is I tried to get a hot dog the other week and I didn't want mustard with it and they wouldn't give me one without mustard. We can't do that. Is it really?
I think their burgers are really rank. I mean, they charge like £9.50 for a burger and it's usually very dried up. Got a bit of like processed cheese on it and it's just, I'm pretty fussy on my burgers. I think their burgers are absolute pants. The pies are all right, you know. Pies are pie.
I think the pies are all right, yeah.
Yeah, the pies are all right. I think I'd say the burgers, from what I've seen, are pretty shit.
They still do so much now. Pretzels, popcorn.
Popcorn.
You've tried a lot, haven't you, Sean?
Yeah. Not anymore. My body's a temple.
You used to pick them.
5 kilos down. 11 pound down. I'm
you've got to be down to 30 stone, haven't you?
I'm a shadow of my former self, then.
Told you before, your shadow weighs 10 stone.
Well, you'll see me in person.
I may not recognise you, Sean.
Oh my God, who's that bloke?
You be careful of them drones.
Yeah, I know. Anyway.
Now, that's question time done. Disappointing, wasn't it?
Yeah, no. Do you know what? We said it was going to be a long one tonight, and we've been going for an hour and 15 minutes. So
yeah, and it's been fucking awful, let's be honest.
No, he hasn't. You know,
it's been mainly just listening to you, Sean.
It's giving our listeners what they want. And,
oh, is it?
I'm not sure about that.
Did we do predictions for Bournemouth last year? Last week. Last week.
You
last year is only about...
I'll tell you what. Lineker must be fucking shaking in his boots. Oh, last year.
It's been a hard week.
I think... I can't even... I don't think we did.
Go on then. Len.
I think we're winning, actually.
Good. How many?
1-0.
John?
I think we'll win 2-1.
Yeah. And I think... As Len's gone 1-0, I think we'll win. You said 2-1, John, yeah?
I did.
I'll go 2-0 then.
There you go.
There you go. we will.
We're going to finish as we started.
We will find out who was right very soon.
On the Suchek
Thursday, who we signed. We'll be back on Monday. I've been Sean. John's been.
Oh, yeah, looking forward to seeing where Phillips drops in.
And Len has been...
Looking forward to seeing if Suchek is dropped.
Come on, you Irons.
Bobby Moore. More than just a podcast. Bobby Moore. More than just a podcast.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.